political support to disaster risk reduction still needs to have higher level of attention. And this is usually also something that gets somehow interrupted whenever there is a change in government. If we look at the case in Haiti, it takes some time until the new officers in the administration give to this topic the priority that it deserves. And also trying to get additional resources for disaster risk reduction and try to balance a bit better the amounts that are being provided or spent for disaster risk as compared to those that relate to reducing risk. Those are quite uneven now, and we need to continue working to make them more balanced. I would mention those as challenges. Of course, the way in which population is growing and the way in which informal settlements are still being established in many high-risk zones in the Caribbean and in the Latin American and Caribbean region as a whole are still being a big challenge on how to make sure that land use planning and, in general, development planning and investments in public infrastructure are seen with the lens of disaster risk reduction to avoid building more risk.
What are some of the steps that you feel countries have taken that show that they really understand the importance of preventing disasters?
You know, there are several measures, but most of the countries have been looking at their legislation, the normative framework for disaster risk reduction. And they have also started to incorporate disaster risk reduction aspects into national planning processes and instruments. There is a general trend for countries to start developing actually their own national disaster risk reduction plan through a process of prioritizing what are the main risks that they face and what are the areas that are most important for making sure that development gains can be sustained and not lost every time a new disaster happens.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I would say that, as we gear towards the regional platform for disaster risk reduction in Canada in March, where we are going to adopt this regional action plan on the implementation of the Sendai framework for disaster risk reduction, is going to be a key event for the region as a whole. And it will be followed just 2.5 months later by the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction that will be hosted by Mexico in Cancun at the end of May. So these are two key events that will help us put disaster risk reduction in the right level of priority as it deserves. And hopefully governments are going to be making decisions to take disaster risk as a key element for sustainable development.